He walked through the world, yet could not taste nor smell of it. He heard, yes, the wind roared on his newly opened ears. But even though he spoke and heard and walked, he knew he was dead, and should expect not too much of himself, or of this hateful living world. He touched the tombstone over his empty grave.
It was a good job of carving.
William Lantry, born 1888, died 1933. Born again. What year? He glared at the sky and at the autumnal stars moving in slow illumination across the windy blackness. He read the tiltings of centuries in those stars. Orion, thus and so. Auriga, there. And where Taurus? Ah, there. His lips spelled out the year. 2349.
They used to say a man couldn't encompass any number over 100. After that, it was all so damned abstract, there was no use counting. 2349 was a numeral, a sum, not a year.
But it was a year. And here he was, a man who had lain in his hateful, dark coffin, hating to be buried, hating the living people above who lived and lived and lived, hating them all the centuries until today, now, born out of hatred. He stood by his own freshly excavated grave, the smell of raw earth in the air, perhaps, though he could not smell it. He looked at the graveyard. It was old and empty. All the stones had been piled up like so many flat bricks in a far corner by the wrought iron fence. This had been going on for weeks. In his deep, secret coffin, he had heard the heartless, wild stirring as the men jabbed the earth with spades, tore out the coffins, and carried away the ancient, withered bodies to be burned. Twisting with fear in his coffin, he had waited for them to come to him. And today they had arrived, but late, almost 5. He had heard the digging men as they worked.
"Well,"
said one,
"I guess it's a good idea, this last cleaning out. Grisly custom. Barbaric. Unhealthy. All them germs."
"Oh, sort of a shame,"
said another.
"Kind of romantic. Leaving this one last graveyard untouched all these centuries. Why, we had over 1 million people visiting the last 3 years just to see what a real graveyard was like, to remind them of the customs of the barbarians. Well, that's good revenue."
"Well, an order is an order. Government says no more morbidity. Flush 'em out. Hand me that spade, Jim."
And then the 5 o'clock bell. Time for quitting. Home to supper. They'd finish the job tomorrow. They dug down to within an inch of the lid. There were no more dead people. What did these fools do with dead men? William Lantry lifted his eyes. In the center of the town, a massive stone finger pointed to the stars. It was 300 feet high, 50 feet across, a wide entrance and a driveway in front. The incinerator, the pillar of fire.
"Take care of yourself, William Lantry," he thought. "These people don't like having dead people around, much less walking dead people. You're the last one. Anything that can't be used in this world goes up like a matchstick. Superstition, too." He looked at the town of New Salem. "All right," he thought. "I hate you. Well, you hate me, or you would if you knew I existed.